Hey everybody,
what up though?
What up do?
How y'all doing?
Hey, welcome to
Clink
with our beautiful gold.
Yes. Thank you. You are watching Clink Sip and Chat
with Cam
and Kay. Hey.
Hey, hey.
So if this is your first time watching us, thank you. Welcome.
We appreciate you. And by the time we get done, you're going to be our cousin.
That's right. You know how we always have play cousins in the Black community.
Yeah.
So, and this is your first, and this is your time. If you are returning, excuse me, y'all. That is not wine I'm drinking. It's actually water.
Water, you turned into wine.
So, if you are returning, what's up, friend? How are you doing?
Hello, best friend.
So we want you to go ahead and hit that like, comment, and subscribe button because you're going to want to subscribe.
Yes.
And thank you for our new subscribers today. I put up, so by the time you see it, this would be last week. So last week, I put up a clip of our last week's Sip and Chat. And it's, you know, getting a lot of views at this moment and getting a lot of, not a lot, but a few
and
subscribers.
So
and thank you,
thank you so much,
y'all.
So tell your friends so they can tell their friends and we can all be friends. So tell your friends.
And we do. We are on our journey, our road to 200 subscribers on YouTube. So we're going to, you know, just take it chunk by chunk. So we are growing our channel. Okay. Yes. So once we hit 200 on YouTube, we are going to have a nice giveaway.
Probably
consists of like a bottle of wine, wine glasses with our logo on it, something like that, you know,
t-shirt, something.
Yeah, something nice. It's going to be really nice. So,
yeah, yes. Something classy that represents who we are.
So spread the word, y'all. Okay, so you know how we do, or if you don't know how we do, how we start off our episodes is that we start off with a segment. Mm-hmm. Where we get to know one another.
Getting to know you.
So you guys can get to know us better. And we take questions from, this time, the random.
Random generator
question
thingy.
Generator. All right. Oh. Do you speak any other languages?
I have studied other languages, but I do not speak any other language fluently other than the Holy Ghost tongue.
Okay. I speak sarcasm. That's my second language.
This is big Patty Patricia. I took a Spanish when I was in the fifth grade.
Okay.
I've delved into it back and forth. I also took, when I was in the ninth grade, I took French because I was going to Europe that summer. And then I also studied some German. But just enough so when I got over there, I knew how to say go to the bathroom, exchange my money, and how to ask for some McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Because back then, McDonald's was good. Or just ask for, you like food. So I had like cheat cards. They always help.
Okay, cool. All right, our first question.
Oh, I thought that was first question.
No, that wasn't the first question.
My name is Cameron. Yeah. No, okay.
And we want you to, you know, feel free to comment or leave us a voice note on our website.
Speakpipe.com/CamAndK.
You can find the link right in our description in our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what is your worst habit? I know mine, picking the wrong men. No.
My worst habit.
Mine used to be, I used to bite my nails. Oh, I was a nail biter. Have you ever been a nail biter?
I like my nails. Never.
Really? I always, since I was little, up until, probably in my 20s.
Oh, what bad habit did I really.
You're my bad habit, babe. That's one of my favorite Maxwell songs. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what bad habit I could say that I have. Leaving dirty dishes in the sink overnight.
Oh, you're one of those.
I have. I mean, that's the only bad habit I can think of because if I cook, that's why I'm trying to get better at cooking earlier. But if I cook late, I ain't cleaning up that kitchen. And I know my mother will whoop my behind because we were taught you do not go to bed with a dirty kitchen, but I'll get up extra early in the morning and do it. Well, I will load the dishwasher, but I'm just trying to think of something, a bad habit. Okay, next question.
Okay. what's the worst movie you've ever seen? I know mine. It has not changed in all these years.
The worst?
Mine was Water World. Kevin Costner. Oh, my God.
Well, now that we have Tubi movies, it's some of them I've watched. Yeah. No pun intended to any of my indie friends from Detroit, but I have watched a movie. I don't think any one of us made it. And it was like, huh? But I'm going to say they got the movie done. They got the idea out of their head. They did it. So kudos for that.
They did it.
So, yeah. Hallelujah.
Okay. I like this one. Did I say mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Water World?
Yeah, Water. Oh, God.
You said you
got it. I remember water. I was.
Why? Because it was too long.
It was just dumb. My mother, my father, my brother, I think a few of his friends, we all went to the AMC on 9 Mile in Greenfield. We saw Waterworld and everybody was damn near asleep. It was long. I would never forget that. Okay, I like this one. Okay. Who was your favorite teacher and why?
I have a few. Oh, I have one teacher, mm-hmm. two teachers. My favorite teacher, I'll say, in middle school was Mrs. Sylvia Greenwood. She was my vocal teacher. I loved her so much. She was just a phenomenal woman. She had big, long fingers like me. And she was like, sing! And I was the first soprano, and she introduced me to classical music, and she really pushed me to get into a lot of classical music programs and things, and I did go on to do a lot of things in the classical music world. She would be my second favorite teacher, but my first favorite teacher, her name is also Sylvia.
Hmm.
Her name is Sylvia Tanks, and she's my first. She was my first and second grade teacher. She lived down the street from me. So when I moved to the neighborhood, she came and she said, hi, I'm going to be your teacher in 2 years because I was going to kindergarten. So when I met her, I fell in love with her because she looked like Lena Horne. And I used to be like, oh, my gosh, you're beautiful. You look like Lena Horne. I knew who Lena Horne was because I come from a family of jazz musicians. So I just fell in love with Miss Tanks. She was my teacher for first and second grade. She still lives down the street from my mom. I still love her. Then when my little sister was born, we used to take my sister to her house. And she fell in love with my sister. So she kept her class for first and second grade.
Aww.
And she's just a beautiful woman. She always a straight chaser. She tell you the truth ever since you were little. She did not play games with us, but she would tell us the truth in love. And I love her because my teacher before her, Ms. Jenkins, introduced me to her, well, told her that I could sing.
Hmm.
And then that's when I started singing. They were like, we never met a 4-year-old that could harmonize. And so I was like, that's all the Bible studies. This was the Bible study after dinner. Bible Lady Brown Sugar, Jesus is Lord. Mm-mm-mm. So yeah, Miss Sylvia Tanks.
I have a couple. My first one that made a special dent in my life, because that's when I started like really writing. My elementary school teacher in San Diego, at Elcott Elementary. That's for Louisa May Elcott School. And it was Miss Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
She pushed me with my writing and everything. And that's when I fell in love with writing and, you know, creative writing. So Miss Gardner, because she even tried to like put my stuff in some like magazine submissions and all of that. So Miss Gardner, and then moving back to Detroit, I went to St. Cecilia.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you went to St. Cecilia.
Girl,
that's around the corner from where I grew up.
Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's when we came back. I was going into the 6th grade. So
we connected and don't even know it. She was around the corner the whole time.
Yeah, went to St. Cecilia, and when I got there, everybody was talking about how, you know, mean this one, they call her the green machine, the mean machine, Miss Green. But I loved Miss Green. She was, again, English teacher. You know, I love English. I'm a writer. Hello. So she is the one that I could break down a sentence. I can tell you what's the article, the conjunction, the verb, the adverb, the everything. Because she would have us speech. She would have sentences on the board, and we will have to go up to the board, you know, in front of everybody, and identify each word, what parts of speech it were. So I love Miss Green. And she, you know, she told me some things, you know. I loved her. And in high school, again, my English teacher, Miss Studinka, I went to Murray Wright, and she was awesome. So a lot of my English teachers were, and my creative writing teacher.
I had a teacher, and I cannot remember her name for nothing in the world. I went to Burton International, and that's when I got bit by the writing bug. I think I was in the fifth grade, because I always journaled, and I wrote some poetry, and it was published. They put it in the book. Nice. She did it for our third grade class. I would need to go and try to find that.
All right, y'all. So let us know some of your favorite teachers growing up, or what some of your worst habits, and do you speak the languages? All right, y'all. So we have a new segment called Cam and Kay Checking In.
My name is Cam. Hey. Her name is Kay. Hey. We checking in. Hey. The Cam and Kay way. Check. Say what?
This off the dome, as you can see.
All right. Say what?
So, Camp, introduce our new segment.
Check in. I want to say, after we got through the pandemic, which was a very difficult time for us, a lot of people lost touch with a lot of people that they had been in touch with for many, many years, because the pandemic separated us. People were afraid. Some people got sick. God rest some people's souls, they didn't make it. So I was just thinking the other day, I was like, wow, it's some people that I still have not connected with since the pandemic that I thought about, that I really do love, and that are really important to me even now. And it's like, wow, what happened that it was a disconnect that, you know, I have not been in touch with them. But also after the pandemic, I also lost my dad. And so after I lost my dad, I went into a serious funk where I was really just, you know, trying to search myself as far as just dealing with him being gone. And then I had lost a couple of other really good friends, and it just kind of put me in a weird space where I did have to go to counseling, talk to somebody, and just do a lot of soul searching. Because in my life, I've been blessed that I really had not dealt with death.
Yeah.
Everybody in my family that has passed on, they'd be like 80, 100, or they're older.
Yeah.
So I never really had to deal with that, or they were a lot older than me if they were
wasn't as close.
Yes, no one that close.
Yeah.
So I think after the pandemic, it was just a lot of people that I did lose, but I lost myself. So I lost touch with people. So what I'm on a journey to do now is try to repair some of those relationships and just check in with people just to see how they're doing, because if I ever loved you, I still love you. I don't fall out with people. I maintain my relationships. I have friends that if I call them and haven't talked to them in 2 years, it'll be the same. Like, we never stop talking. So I just think it's very important, especially for me moving forward, and probably some of you who have gone through the same thing, as far as just checking in with your friends to make sure they're okay, because we all have cell phones, and you can probably have hundreds of people in there, but when is the last time that you checked in with each person in your cell phone just to see how they're doing? Maybe it's time that you go through your cell phone and clear out some of those lists and see who you are still connected to. And if you haven't talked to them, reconnect with them.
Yeah, it is important to check in, because today, like I told you all, you know what happened to me, like, you know, last week. So one of my good friends, she checked in with me when I got off of work today, you know, just to see how I was doing. And, you know, I'm like, oh, girl, I'm good now. Like, I had my you know, few days, you know, mm-hmm. but I'm like, oh, I'm back, baby. So, and I'm not going to say what we talked about, because I don't want to incriminate nobody. So
roll out.
You know, your friend is going through something, or have gone through something, or like Cam says, you know, you haven't heard from somebody in a while. Yeah, just check in. So I was glad that she checked in on me, and yeah, that felt really nice.
Because we can make a difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Because we as women, we thrive on relationships, yeah. be it, you know, our friends, this different type of relationships. That's what we thrive on, you know.
Yeah. So check in on your people. Check in. Say, what up, though?
Phone check.
Write them a letter. People don't do that anymore. Letter. People should write letters. I used to love getting letters and cards in the mail. Stamps are so damn expensive. just write a letter. I mean, you know, and especially a lot of older people, they like letters. Like, I like to send my grandmother cards from time to time. Aww. And she likes them. She'd be like, you sent me a card.
Aww.
Yeah. So check in.
All right. Ooh, girl, tell us about our topic. This is one that you passionate about. Come on.
People. Y'all see that? Party people. Ladies and gentlemen. Stop.
Come on.
Giving people faulty advice when it comes to relationships.
Mm.
It pisses me off. When we were doing a review on the Johnson, the series
Tuesday, go ahead and watch it.
Yeah, okay. It's very good. The girl was going through a heartbreak because her and her guy are going through some turmoil, and she broke up with him because of a misunderstanding. You have to watch the kids. I'm talking about. So her friend told her, the one way to get over a man is to get under another one. What do you think about that?
No, that's only a temporary fix.
Mm-hmm.
And for women, it don't work that way for us, mm-hmm. because how we view sex is different from how a man views sex. So with us, it's more of an emotional connection. It's, you know, because a man can just have sex, whatever, and wash off, and he don't even think about nothing, you know.
Because we're receivers. We receive. The man is the giver. We're the receiver.
I like the way you receive me. Oh, I love the way you receive me.
He like to be relieved on nasty bands. But it is a big lie for us as women to think that we are men because we're not men. And when I say that, I mean, we think that it's often been said, well, I can just, you know, I'm going to be like a man, and I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to do my thug fizzle.
But you know what, though? I did have a little phase where after I got out of relationship, because I wasn't checking. I was not trying to get nothing serious. And I was just like, you know, I had my friend. And it was just that, you know. And yeah. I don't want to see myself with him.
It's just don't just hop from but person it's not, to yeah. person without you getting some emotional healing. Because at the end of the day,
it's not wise.
You just go from person to person, you're going to feel like crap about yourself. You can put up a front and be like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm fine or whatever. But you're going to feel like crap about yourself because that's not how we're made.
Exactly. But like you said, you said a key thing. You know, after you get out of something, take time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was like that, just take some time and, to yourself.
And surround yourself with people who love you.
Yeah.
Because everybody that you hang around and that you confide in are not your friends. And what I have noticed, women will give other women horrible advice. And some men will give men horrible advice as well. Girl, yeah. They will just tell you, oh, you should just go ahead. Some people will tell you, give you information because they're trying to live vicariously through you, or they want to use you as the guinea pig to say, go do it so I can see what's going to happen when they haven't done it themselves.
Or they're hating because they see that that person was really good for you.
Is it good to you? I like it.
Oh, okay. So, you know, a lot of them, you know, they can be telling them, this go for men and women, their boys, their girls can be giving them faulty advice. Oh, forget that. Because they hating. They see that person was good and they don't have that. They want you to be miserable just like them. Yes,
because the bottom line is, no matter who you with, people make mistakes. We're all going to go through things. We all have our ups and downs, our ins and outs, and we have to figure it out. That's why you need to get solid friendships who are going to. And then when you're telling somebody something, I'm talking to whoever this is. I got to lean in a little bit. If you don't want it repeated, don't say it. Write it down. Journal it. Sometimes you need to stand in the mirror and talk to yourself. Everything don't need to always be said. For real.
Come on.
You got to talk to yourself and talk yourself through it, because sometimes we get to be so hurt. And if you confide in the wrong person, they like a boomerang. They're going to boom that thing back around and throw it back up in your face. And we got to be careful with how we handle the people in our lives that we love, to make sure that our hearts are pure towards them, and that we're giving them good, solid advice.
And sometimes your friend, your family member, whomever, they can have the best intentions for you, but because of their experiences, they give you some shitty advice. That's why I take advice, you know, from different people, and you know, like I'm all over it. I chew it. I'm like, okay. But at the end, I'm going to go with what I feel on the inside, what gives me peace, you know.
And then sometimes when people telling you stuff, they don't want to answer. They just need to say it. Because we're venting. And then, you know, you got that one friend and be like, girl, you need to shut the hell up and let me finish talking. Because I'm just really trying to
Get this out
because I'm hurt. I'm going through and I'm trying. And as we're talking to each other, we're processing. And as when we say it comes out of our mouth, we're like, oh, okay. So sometimes the answer is
angry. That's along. What I do. Like my friends come to me and they vent, you know.
You're a good listener.
I I've always been told that all my life, you know, because I just let them talk. Like if they, I just don't interject my advice unless it's asked of me.
Yeah, I've had to learn that. I've had to learn that, because I'd be like, oh, he did what? Oh, where does he represent? You know, but I've had to learn to just sit back, because sometimes people don't want your advice. They just want you to listen. They just want you to be that empathetic ear. Sometimes when you see them, they don't want to talk about it. They just need a hug. Just, you know, get them a card. Get them a teddy bear. Just be thoughtful and handle people's feelings with kids' gloves, because I don't care how many times we break up with people or we go through things. It's never easy.
Yeah.
It's never easy. So stop just being like, oh, well, she's on, you know, it doesn't matter. And you never know what a person meant to a person when they were in that relationship, because you don't know what was said. You don't know what was done. You're on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. So stop telling people they don't have the right to be hurt when they hurt.
Yeah. And be empathetic. Mm-hmm. Don't just be like, you know, buck up, you know,
buttercup.
Buck up, buttercup. It's not that deep, you know, because different people, like me, I'm a very emotional person, very passionate person. So I'm the type of person, when I get mad, I cry. Or when I feel, you know, I've been, you know, something happened, you know, I'm a crier. You know, that's just what it is.
But tears don't mean weakness.
Oh, honey. Hell no. Oh, no.
Sometimes tears can be rage. much.
Yes. And it's cleansing. It's cleansing. It's getting all that bad just out. Just, you know, it's very crying. It's very cleansing. It's very therapeutic. It really is.
It is. When's the last time you had a good cry?
Good.
Sometimes you just need to cry. Mm-hmm. Get you some onions if you need a little help.
Yes. What did Mary Sister J say? She said she's not gonna cry. She's not gonna. I feel her on that. You know, I feel her on that. That's one of my favorite like breakup songs. Not gonna cry, Tyrone, and what's the other one? And I'm like,
I don't know.
I forgot. But anyway. But yeah,
if you going through something, yes, Mary always got a couple of songs.
She got something for you. She got something for you.
She got something for you.
But yeah, but it'd be very especially if you're the type of, because people are different. You have people who have a tougher shell, you know,
and they mush on the inside.
Right, but no, but the people with the tougher shell, you know, if you know that your family member or your friend is, you know, is more on the sensitive side, you know, don't tell them like, well, you get over it, just do this and that. Don't do that.
Treat them accordingly. Yeah. Everybody needs to be handled with care.
Kids gloves. Mm-hmm. And then you have, but it's a time for that though. You just have to know, like, it's been 3 days. Get your ass up. Come on. Mm-hmm. We going here. Let's get out the
Jesus
house.
Jesus rose after 3 days and Lazarus rose from the dead after 3 days. We got time for all that. Mm-hmm. Throw that ashes on yourself, cry yourself a river, and then get up and get over it.
Right. Because you do need that friends too that would, you know, get you up, go take you out somewhere where you throw that ass in a circle and you drinking, you know, but having a good time. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to just go dance it out. Go cry it out. Do whatever you need to do that's going to make you feel better, that's not going to hurt somebody else out there. And when I had to check myself, because I'll tell you, go do what you think you need to do. You've been in with slash some tires. Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Don't.
To jail.
We don't want to go to jail.
Because everybody got Ring cameras now. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm ministering to.
Sis, put that knife down. Put that knife down.
Walk away. Walk away. It ain't her fault, sis, because he told her the same thing he was telling you. It ain't your fault, sis, because he told her that y'all was broke up. It ain't her fault.
Right. And he ain't doing nothing but help you out. Okay? You just dodged a bullet. Just think of it that way. Okay?
Let it go. Set it free.
Oh, I thought you were doing Frozen.
Let it go. Let it go. You gotta let it go and set it free. Just let it go. It's no reason for you to end up in jail. There's no reason.
Ain't nobody worth that.
Yes.
I'm too pretty to go to jail.
And above all else, don't do anything.
Girl, you kill.
Don't do anything to hurt yourself. Sometimes our emotions can get the best of us and we can feel like it's just a really dark space, but there's always tomorrow.
Yes.
Give yourself time. Everything can change. I remember hearing a story years ago about a multi-millionaire who lost everything in the stock market, and then 3 days later everything went right back up and he jumped off the top of a building when he could have just waited 3 days.
Wait, 3 days
and his whole life would have changed.
Oh my goodness.
So what,
but that happened a lot though in the crash. Mm-hmm. People were jumping off. I'm like, is it that deep?
That's it. Wait, honey. I'm sorry to say something, but I ain't gonna say I was just gonna say, honey, if you have a $1 million mansion and things go wrong, get an apartment.
Yeah,
just downsize for a little while. Forget your friends or what they might say, because if they're your real friends, they'll help you keep your stuff. But if they don't, just suck it up, buttercup, and keep it moving, because God gave us life. Live it. And
to
it's
the
gonna
fullest.
Have ups and downs, but
because y'all, because look, on my life is funny too. Life is really funny because I'm looking at my vision board, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I have like relationships on there and things surrounding that. What I didn't know was that I'm thinking one thing, right? But God saw something else. I'm thinking one thing, what I want. But he like, mm-mm. So it It came to pass.
He knows what's best.
He knows what's best. Okay.
And sometimes we don't know what's best. We never know what's best. But what we do know is that there's always tomorrow. There's always a second chance every day that we wake up, and we have to focus on the future. You can't, when you drive your car, you don't look at in the rearview mirror when you drive, and you look ahead. Mm-hmm. So we have to always look forward. Forward.
Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow. You're only a day away.
And on that note, if you want to leave us a message, and we would love to hear your voice, please contact us on speakpipe.com/Kam and K.
Mm-hmm. And catch us next week as we come with another fire topic. And we do want to hear from y'all. And again, our road to 200 subscribers. Go ahead. You looking at this?
Yes.
Hit that subscribe button. Okay. Yes. Hit that subscribe. Hit that like and subscribe.
And
okay?
Share and share alike. Thank you for joining us for our sip and chat on Clink.
Bye.